right. Through set one, hour two here on Terminal 5 began with Olivia Harkness, 2022 release called Methods, Acoustic and Electric Songs. And from that we heard Ballad 1. She is out of Portland, Oregon. And then Ron Perelvitt-Smith gave us Leaf Java, also a 2022 release. He is from the Netherlands and sort of a Hawaiian guitar thing going on there, at least in part. And then Matt Lajoie with something from his 2022 release on the Flower Room Records label, Aroostook Flyer. We heard Desert Rose. And then some more psychedelia, this time with harpist Nayla Hunter. She is out of Los Angeles. This is a 2020 release on Leaving Records called Spells. And we heard White Flower, Dark Hills. And ending up there with, again, Matt Lajoie, this time under the moniker Cursalistas, and that from a 2011 release, now reissued on Flower Room Records, the piece entitled Lake Dig Rising, the album Observe Ember Weeks. On on Discogs, it says that Cursalistas is one of Lajoie's side projects, and he's been involved in a number of them. But on this particular record, it doesn't list him as one of the musicians, only as the writer and mixer of this particular album. So I'm not really sure where the truth lies, but in any case, he was involved in the project. And that, again, goes back to 2011. That's the last thing that he recorded using that name. All right, on to set number two. This is Terminal 5. You're tuned to CKUT. My name is Jeffrey Davison. Stay tuned.
To the wall of our room. Yeah, you chained me like
can hear them calling. Way from Oregon, and it's almost Independence Day. Meet my lady, we gon' step on, we gon' step on, we gon' step on. Way out on Chinatown, all about some Hong Kong silver, and the waiting Russian river. I can hear the fireworks up and down. Up and down the San Francisco Bay. Up and down the, up and down the San Francisco Bay. I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing. Up and down the San Francisco Bay. I can see the boats in the harbor. We're across the harbor, light shining out, light shining out. In a cool, cool night, in a cool, cool night, in a cool, in a cool. In a cool, in a cool, cool night. Across the harbor, I can hear the fireworks. I can hear the people shouting. Hear the people shouting out. Up and down the line. Up and down the line. And it's almost, and it's almost Independence Day. And see the lights well in the harbor.
Way up and down the line. Way up and down the line.
All right, began that set with a gal from British Columbia going by the name of B. And that tune called Heart Space. And then going back to 2008, believe it or not, Sharon Van Etten with Love More from the album, which I guess in some ways was her breakthrough epic, the name of the record. And that came out on Bada Bing. Right around that time, she was actually living in her car on the streets of Brooklyn. And I don't remember the timeline exactly, but she was working in the office for Bada Bing Records when she happened to let slip that she was actually a musician. And the owner of the record label, Ben Goldberg, didn't actually know that. And when he heard her sing, of course, he was knocked out by it, and that resulted in the record epic. And again, the song called Love More, which has pretty much become one of her signature songs. And finally, going back to 1972, St. Dominic's Preview, the name of the album, Van Morrison, and Almost Independence Day, which ends the record, actually. That was the set. You were tuned to Terminal 5 here on CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. One more batch of music for you, and then we'll wrap things up. Hope you're enjoying the show thus far, and see you on the other side.
Down by the brook that runs through the dell, listen to the ringing of the evening bell. Standing in the shadow of the green gold hills, hear the times, remember them. Walking together in the fields of spring, when the sound of her laughter set the bells to ring. Her fair beauty shone in the sun on the dell, set the flowers spinning, spinning like a carousel.
young berries growing in the glen by the score, and each one sweeter than the one before. But down the path that we travel, Lord, don't hear the ringing of the bells in the evening anymore. Springtime love turns to memory, like the green turns to gold on the cottonwood tree. And down the path that we traveled, o'er, don't hear the ringing of the bells in the evening anymore. Down by the brook that runs through the dell, oh, listen to the ringing of the evening bell. Standing in the shadow of the green gold hills, hear the times, remember.
From the sound, everything that's in this life seems like it's falling down. We'll watch the crazy damsel fly as the sun is going down. There is a road that passed my door and went I know not where. It was dust in the summer and mud in the winter, and good when the weather was fair. And then one day you took my love, now she's gone. From here, and there was an old man who walked that road. He spoke as he passed by with a homespun sack upon his back. He never told a lie. He said the time a man should change his life is when the geese are flying. High. where living's for the summertime, dying is for the fall. And better to have a love that's gone than to have no love at all. And I'll be going down that road when I hear the wild geese call.
Get high just to see you. I gotta let her in now, but I know you'll never read it. I ain't lucid, I sure as hell ain't dreaming. I get high, 'cause letting go ain't easy. Oh, there ain't a vice in all New England that could curb the urge. I keep holding on to you. I keep holding on to you. Well, I keep holding on to you. How's your folks? I ain't talked to them since Christmas. Does my name come up? Does your family forgive me? I know I'm useless, but I'm working. How's your folks? How's your car? How's your studio apartment in the city? There ain't a vice in Massachusetts that could curb the urge. I keep holding on. I keep holding on to you. I keep holding on. I keep holding on.
If your horse can outrun this airplane, she will take us back to you. If the sun shines brighter in your sky, you might see.
It is my heart keeps me closer to the door. Close my eyes and all the parts where you lose sight of the shore. Thank you. See, there's just one piece of thread. The more you pull, the more I let you see summer in the glass, the frame. Song's the last. Like all of the words you don't speak, all the girls that you kiss after me, only see what I don't.
Lying by the lake in August, rolling in the leaves, down by the water's edge. Sitting in your mother's garden, smoking Lebanese, beneath the privet hedge. And though I thought I caught the warmth behind your smile, I could have been deceived. But with my tear-washed eyelashes, I should have been believed. And it would be all right now. We have said goodbye, but you didn't even touch my lips, but you didn't even try. Walked across the fields of Berkshire, resting in the hay and making daisy chain. Out along the streams and rivers, and swell with recent rain. Stepping home a little sadly, slipping through the trees, much slower than we came, till getting home I kissed you once, and you just spoke my name. And it would be all right now. We have said goodbye, but you didn't even touch my lips, but you didn't even try.
All right, getting ready to wrap things up. Started that set with Steve Gillette, going back to his debut album, 1967, self-titled. Came out on Vanguard, really underrated record still. We heard The Bells This Evening. And then from 1973, Paul Jeremiah from, I think, well, at least my favorite album, A Hard Life Rockin' Chair. And we heard I'll Be Goin'. Definitely more known as a blues musician and singer. That one sort of straddles a line between folk and blues. Then a new outfit from Virginia, Palmyra, with a song called Saratoga, that from a forthcoming release in June called Shenandoah. And then going back to their first full length, The Great Brown Bird, with a song called Colorado, the first album entitled Tautology. There was one EP before that. If you don't know their catalog, definitely check them out. Really an amazing band. The early stuff, folkier, gentler, and then they went on to some more raucous stuff when Morgan Eve Swain joined the band, and actually they became pretty much just a duo. Something new from Lottie Kestner called Lost Songs, that just out, and we heard After Me. And then from one of the two records that they put out, the great band Heron. This is the first of them, just entitled Heron, and 1970 came out on the Dawn record label, and we heard Upon Reflection. There's been some posthumous stuff, but only those two records during their brief heyday. That was the show. I will tell you once again that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This has been Terminal 5. Jeffrey Davison signing off for another show. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Free City Radio. It is Wednesday, the 9th of March, 2022, and I'm Stefan Christoph in Montreal. This is the 100th edition of the show. And I want to let you know before we get to our interview that Free City Radio will be broadcasting once a week, starting this week on Wednesdays. We will be sharing a new episode every Wednesday morning. And I'm working on sharing this program with other campus community radio stations. Currently, we broadcast on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. on CGLO 1690 AM here in Geauguagé, Montreal. On the program this week, I'm going to be featuring the last in a series of interviews that I worked on in collaboration with The Breach, a new media organization in Canada. These are interviews to look at the current political moment in Canada and what the possibilities are for activism in 2022 within the context of the Liberal minority government and also more generally within the context of the current political realities in Canada, vis-a-vis the climate crisis, vis-a-vis the pandemic and growing inequality. I spoke with Chris Gusson, who is the digital organizer for 350.org in Canada. This is a climate justice organization. They are currently campaigning for the just transition policy that the current Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, campaigned on but has not acted on. 350 exists in the broader ecosystem of environmental justice movements, and I thought it'd be interesting to feature their